Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'aymer, if a person says, V'lada shalzu ayla v'hishlamim, the fetus that's inside in this animal should be an ayla, but the mother animal should be a shlamim. Dvar of kayamim, his words are kayam. However, hishlamim, if he said, first the mother should be a shlamim, uv'lada ayla, and then he mentioned that the fetus should be an ayla, harez uv'lad shlamim, then the vlad would be the vlad of a shlamim, divi Rabbi Meir. These are the opinions of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds Tafos Lashon Rishon, that the first thing a person says is what is Chal, and since the person in the second scenario first said He Shlamim, that the mother should be a Shlamim, immediately it's Chal on the child that it is a Vlad Shlamim. So when they continue and say Uvlada Ayla, the halacha of an Ayla cannot be Chal on the fetus. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi disagrees because Rabbi Yosi holds Tafos Lashon Acharon, that we can follow the final words. And therefore he holds him Lekach Niskavein Mitchila, if this was the intent of the person initially to make the Vlad into an Ayla, Hayl V'yafsha L'Krei Shnei Shem Eskacha, since it's impossible to state both, to talk about both the mother and the child at the same moment, therefore Dvarav Kayamim, his words are Kaim. However, Rabbi Yosi agrees that V'yamisha Amar Harezu Shlamim, if he first said about the mother, it's a Shlamim, and he intended at that point in time that the mother should, that the baby should be a shlamim as well. Then nimlach, he changed his mind. V'yamar, and he then said, v'lad da'ayla, the vlad should be an ayla. In that case, harezu vlad shlamim, the vlad would maintain the status of shlamim, even though this was said, toch kedei dibur, even though it was said immediately after stating that it should be a shlamim. Mishnah dalet, harezu tumuras ayla, utumuras shlamim. Someone has an oil and a shlamim standing in front of them, and they say about a behema of chulin, this should be a tamura of the oila and a tamura of the shlamim. So halacha is harezu tumuras oila devir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it's a tamura of an oila because Rabbi Meir continues with his train of thought that we say tafos lashon rishon. You take the first thing that's mentioned, and therefore, since tumuras oila was said first, that is what's chal, and the tumura shlamim would not be chal. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi maintains his position as well, that we say Tafas Lashon Acharon, that im l'chein eskavim mitchila, if he intended that initially, hayol v'yefshel l'krei shnei shem eskacha, since it's not possible to say both at the same moment, therefore Dvarav Kayam, his words would be valid, and the child, and the, it would be half an oila and half of a shlamim. So the halacha would be that it would have to graze until it gets a mum and then be sold, then divide the money, and half of the money would go for an ayla, and half of the money would go for a shlamim. V'yim, misha amar tumuras ayla, but if after he said, initially it should be a tumuras ayla, nimlach v'yamar, he then changed his mind and said, it should also be a tumuras shlamim, in that case, since it was already chal, that it's a tumuras ayla, harezu tumuras ayla, it would only be a tumuras ayla, it would not at all be a tumuras shlamim.